Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Purify our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son, Jesus Christ, at his coming, may find in us a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Now to God, who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but is now disclosed and through the prophetic writings is made known to all the Gentiles, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will read Psalm 89 as printed in your leaflet in unison. Your love, O Lord, forever will I sing. From age to age, my mouth will proclaim your faithfulness. For I am persuaded that your love is established forever. You have set your faithfulness firmly in the heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn an oath to David, my servant. I will establish your line forever and preserve your throne for all generations. You spoke once in a vision and said to your faithful people, I have set the crown upon a warrior and have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. My hand will hold him fast, and my arm will make him strong. No enemy shall deceive him, nor any wicked man bring him down. I will crush his foes before him and strike down those who hate him. My faithfulness and love shall be with him, and he shall be victorious through my name. I shall make his dominion extend from the great sea to the river. He will say to me, "You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation."
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. Today at our 9 o'clock service, we had our annual Christmas pageant. Every year, it is completely unique and awesome. For example, this year, we had two wise queens, and Father Raja was the third wise man. We also unexpectedly had a bunch of pigs' costumes anonymously donated, which I thought must be the Holy Spirit. So in addition to wandering sheep, we had wandering pigs this year at the manger. How many of you as children were part of a Christmas pageant? Raise your hand. Do you remember what part you played? My very first role in church was in a Christmas pageant. I was only 4, and I had not yet been baptized. But someone invited me to come from the back of the church at the very end of the pageant. I was supposed to carry a teddy bear up the center aisle, gently place it in the manger, and then return to my mom. My mom, like all young mothers, was very nervous about this task. She thought, A, I would burst into tears and refuse to do it. B, I would make her come with me. C, I would do something strange. You know, I was 4. The pageant came to a close, and she handed me the teddy bear. With a very serious and determined look on my face, I marched up the center aisle, dumped the bear in the manger, and marched back. She said it was very businesslike. At a later age, I got to play the angel Gabriel, and I'll never forget that. Why is it that we ask our children to reenact the story of Jesus' birth every year? What is the point? Why do we do it? A couple weeks ago, Carl, our new curate, told me about a story when he was working at Belk, the department store. He was behind the jewelry counter, and a young man came in, and he wanted to buy a cross that he could hang around his neck. And he was pointing out the one that he wanted, and it was a crucifix with the figure of Christ hanging on the cross. But the young man pointed to the crucifix and he said, "I want that one, the one with the little man on it." Of course, Carl was horrified. The little man? But that's the world that we have today. There are people who do not know the story of Jesus. There are people who call him the little man. Back in the 1500s, there was a Spanish knight who was wounded terribly in battle. His name was Ignatius. In order to heal, he had to lie down in his bed for many months. Ignatius had a very active imagination. And as he lay there in bed, he discovered something. If he daydreamed about winning wars, or earning great treasure, or even falling in love and getting married, when he woke up from his daydream, he felt empty inside. But when he daydreamed about serving Jesus, he started to feel a sense of peace. So this Spanish knight began to imagine that he actually was part of Jesus' ministry. He imagined himself in the story. Was he daydreaming? Well, yes, but actually, he began to realize that he was praying. What would it have been like to have been a shepherd on that holy night? Was it cold? When you looked up at the sky and saw that celestial event, and that the angels appearing in glory, was it blinding? Did their wings cover the face of the sky? What did it look like? These are the things that Ignatius imagined. And in imagining that he was there, he drew himself into the story. Children are born with an innate sense of the spiritual and with healthy imaginations. It's only as we grow up that we trample upon those gifts. Children are born to imagine themselves in the very story itself. And why shouldn't that? They do that. Isn't that where God wants them to be? Isn't that really where they are? If you had to boil down the scripture to one essential message all through the Old Testament and the New, one thing that I believe that God is trying to tell us is this. Remember. Remember who I am, and remember who you are. Remember our story. Moses was always saying to the people, remember that we were slaves in Egypt. Remember to keep the Sabbath holy. Remember the story of who we are. Sophie and Jack had been married for 65 years when she developed Alzheimer's disease. Jack wanted to keep her home with him. They had loved each other their whole lives. She was the love of his life, and he was the love of hers. But she began to wander outside, and he would lose her, and it frightened him, and he realized she wasn't safe anymore at home. So he admitted her to a memory unit. There, Jack had to watch as his wife, the love of his life, began to forget who she was and who he was. And as she gradually began to forget the love of her life, her heart wandered. She became attracted to another man in her memory unit. She forgot who he was, and it broke his heart. I think the greatest danger for us as a people is amnesia, because God understands that if we forget our story, if we forget what God has done for us, then our hearts will wander away from God. And all God really wants is for you to love him, and serve him and one another. Martin Luther, the great priest and the one who started the Reformation with his courage and truth-telling, when he was in despair, under attack, And when he thought his world was about to break apart, he would always repeat the same thing to himself. This is what he would say: "Remember, Martin, that you're baptized. Remember, Martin, that you're baptized. No matter what happens to you in this world, no matter how many people disappoint you, or if there's tragedy or hardship, remember that you're baptized. Remember who you are. And take yourself to that holy night. I encourage you, Christmas Eve is just days away. When you pray, try to pray in the way of Ignatius. Like a child, let your mind wander back to that holy night. Picture yourself in the dirt with the animals, gazing at this tiny child, and just for a moment, try to catch a glimpse of what God did. God, the vast and infinite one, who created the universe and yet was willing to limit the divine self to become helpless for you. Remember who you are. And join with the children in being part of this story. It's your story. It's my story. It's our story together. Amen.
Now let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
With all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, come among us. For all who are ill, suffering, lonely, or in distress, I invite you to speak their names aloud. Lord, we wait for you. For the welfare of the world, for peace among nations, wisdom for our leaders, and an end to all hunger and suffering. Lord, we wait for you. For the church throughout the world and this congregation here gathered, that we may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments. We pray especially for John, Charles, and Dorsey, our bishops. Catherine, our presiding bishop, and Justin, Archbishop of Canterbury. Lord, we wait for you. For those who have died that they may be welcomed into your light and presence, I invite you to speak their names aloud. We remember especially Ella Kovats Bernot. Lord, we wait for you. For all who have come to worship you here today, that we may have the strength to reserve time for you during this Advent season. Lord, we wait for you. We give thanks for the coming of our Savior, your Son Jesus Christ. Let us also offer our thanks for all our many blessings. I invite you to name your blessings aloud. We especially give thanks for the births of Eve Hayes Erstling and James Thomas Croom. Lord, we wait for you.
Hasten, O Father, the coming of your kingdom. And grant that we, your servants, who now live by faith, may with joy behold your Son at his coming in glorious majesty, even Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved our neighbors as our heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy. And walk in your ways. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be always with you.
Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. We're so glad you're here today. Welcome, welcome. Hey. If you're new to the congregation and would like more information about the cathedral, please raise your hand and the ushers will bring you a gift with some information in it. We're so glad you're here with us today. There are postcards that should be at your seats or and more in the back that list our Christmas Eve services. Take them with you. Invite someone who might be willing to come to church on Christmas Eve but doesn't normally come. This is a wonderful opportunity for us to share our story with many people. The services on Christmas Eve will be at 4 o'clock, which is our family service with a Eucharist. 6 o'clock, the bishop will be here preaching and celebrating. And at 11 o'clock is our midnight mass, which includes lots of incense. So if you like incense, come. If you don't like incense, come to the 6 o'clock. We also have a service on New Year's Eve at 5 o'clock, which is exactly 1 week later, a great way to begin the new year with prayer. The next Sunday for baptisms is January 11th, so if you have someone in your family or if you yourself want to be baptized, just contact the church office. We also have some wonderful new classes on Wednesday nights after Christmas. See your bulletin for details. We have collected, and thank you so much for all of you who've just so generously bought presents for children of men who are in prison, and they have filled out a lot of forms, these fathers did, and some mothers too, asking us to buy presents for their children, and we're going to bring those up to the altar, because as we give them to the children, we're really offering them to the Christ child. So thank you for your generosity. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, because you sent your beloved Son to redeem us from sin and death, and to make us heirs in Him of everlasting life, that when He shall come again in power and great triumph to judge the world, we may without shame or fear rejoice to behold His appearing. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit, to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share in one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. My brothers and sisters, life is short, and there is never too much time to gladden the hearts of those around us. So be swift to love and make haste to be kind. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you always.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.